Good morning, starshine. The Earth says hello.
What day is this?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Look at the calendar.
Work means stress.
Yeah.
Let's get to work.
Okay, but first
I need some coffee.
Today is Tuesday, then.
What? Put on a show!
Boy, we'd need a microphone for that.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
We're on the air.
Huh?
You're on the air.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. I was on the air here for WROR. And here we go. Tuesday morning, and it is wet out there this morning. I would recommend that you give yourself a little extra time because it's going to be a nasty commute.
Yeah, it's dark, it's rainy, and it's also humid. It's like really, really gross
yes.
out there.
Very tropical.
Yeah.
My house smells like socks.
Wow.
Well, that's emanating from my
dinner?
9-year-old's room.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for clarifying where it's coming from.
Socks are in first place anyway.
Oh, good.
Okay, so look, I talked to Hank this morning, and he's awake. You know how it is when you're in the hospital because he had surgery.
That's a start.
He had surgery yesterday, and they fixed his leg, and he's doing very well, and his pain level is like on a scale of 5, it's only a 2. So he said he's feeling well this morning. So that's good. So we just always update you on that.
Wait till he steps on it.
I know. And by the way, we've already had problem on the expressway this morning.
Yeah, let's check with the traffic guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me.
That's right. He's in the hospital.
That's me.
That'd be you this morning.
Yeah. Actually, coming up the expressway already in right here before Columbia Road, there is a car under a tractor trailer on the northbound side. So look out for that if you're coming up the expressway. It's already blocked up. This morning, because a couple lanes closed there. So
Nasty out there. Okay.
Be careful. It's rainy.
It is. Okay, things we got coming up on the program today. Who watched the Emmys last night? Did you watch the Emmys?
Great.
I turned it off at the worst moment ever.
What?
Just seconds before the greatest Emmy moment ever.
We'll discuss it at
7:45 this morning. Okay, we got that coming up. The greatest Emmy moment ever.
Oh, I mean, honestly,
close.
1 second. Good night.
Bingo. Okay, and everybody, we have a real treat for you this morning. Naked magicians in the studio. That's right.
Wow.
Is this the music?
What's
That's
coming
not
out of that
mistake.
Basket?
Don't you think this is the appropriate music for naked magicians?
I guess so.
Okay, that's coming up at 7:25 this morning. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. You got to stick around for that, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's going to be a good one. Stick around, everybody.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
We just have too much money. We need to give away another $1,000, and we need to do it right now. So let's get right straight to win a grand in 60 seconds. We have our contestant standing by online. He's a chef who lives in Watertown, Massachusetts. And he's a very knowledgeable human being, and his name is Armando Leonardi. Good morning, Armando, and how are you doing this morning? Welcome to the Lorna Wani Morning Show.
It's a great name.
Hi, good morning. Great.
Good morning. Good morning.
I love your name. That's a
great
good
name.
One.
Great name.
Yes,
okay, so you're
working out all right for you?
I couldn't have picked it better myself.
Okay, okay. Okay, so you're a chef in Somerville?
That's correct.
Okay, let me guess. Great name, Armando Leonardi. Japanese restaurant, right?
Hawaiian.
Oh.
Really?
Hawaiian.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Manoa Poke Shop.
Oh. I love
a
good poke.
Oh, boy.
Okay, just one chefy question for you.
Wow.
One chefy question. If you had one item that you just couldn't cook without, what would it be?
Salt.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Oh. We are meant to be together.
I was going to say a stove.
I love salt.
Okay.
Heat's important too, I guess.
Yeah.
Armando, here's what's going to happen.
No
within
worry.
The course of the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. Your job, of course, is to answer all 10 questions correctly. And don't worry if you don't know an answer. You can say pass at any time. If we have time left over at the end, you can come back and pick it up. So are you prepared?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do this.
LBF, are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
3, 2, 1, go.
The Dewey Decimal System is used to categorize what?
Books.
If you have three dimes and two quarters, how much money do you have?
80 cents.
Finish this slogan, have a Coke and a?
Smile.
Tylenol is the brand name for this medicine.
Acetaminophen.
What was the score of Sunday's Patriots game?
Ooh. I'm going to pass.
Name this U2 song that starts, "See the stone set in your eyes, see the thorn twist in your side, I'll wait for you."
I'm sorry, what's the name of that song?
What's the name of that song?
Ooh, pass on that too.
Okay, how many amendments in the U.S. Constitution?
21.
Who is Sunyi Previn's husband?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Who is Sunyi Previn's husband?
Oh, I don't know that one, pass.
Who was known as the Tramp or the King of Comedy?
Charlie Chaplin?
How many lines should a standard limerick be?
Time has expired.
You know,
but you did a very good
really
job there.
You got
five correct. You passed on a couple and you missed one. Okay, let's review, please,
good.
If you would.
Okay, you know, you did really great. Number five, though, Sunday's Patriots game score was 31-20. The U2 song that starts, "See the stone set in your eyes, see the thorn twist in your side," is "With or Without You."
With or Without You.
There are 27 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Today is Constitution Day, by the way. Sunyi Previn's husband is Woody Allen. And Limerick should have five lines.
Hey, Armando.
You know, you did really well.
You did extremely well. So we have a fine consolation prize for you. A pair of tickets to see Rain, a tribute to the Beatles.
Oh,
the best
awesome.
Of Abbey Road performed absolutely live. Hey, I've seen this show. I saw this show down in New York, and it's absolutely spectacular. You're going to love it. It's February 23rd through the 24th for three shows only at the Wang. Tickets are on sale right now to the general public, September 26th at theboxcenter.org. Check it out. You'll have a great time. Thank you very much for being a member of the nation. We really appreciate
it. Sounds great.
Hey, have a great day today, okay?
Yeah,
and by the way, what's the name of the restaurant again?
Manoa Poke Shop.
Gotcha.
Right in Somerville. We'll come visit.
Yeah. We'll be by to say hi.
See ya.
Thanks a million. Okay, everybody else, you want to play the game? You think you can win? You think you got what it takes? All you have to do is log on to WRR.com, sign up, and we could be contacting you very soon.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, everybody, it is exactly 6:20, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are at $3 Dewey's, having a couple of tall frosties when we hear...
Ephus, you and Effie all set to fly up to Machias for your vacation?
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go.
Well, I just read the airlines have raised the price on checked luggage.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Why not?
Well, we just went out and bought a couple of new bags.
Well, how in God's name is that going to help?
Because Effie's is polka-dotted and mine's striped.
Oh, join us again. For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
Hiya!
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Okay, coming up next this morning, we have the greatest moment in the Emmys last night.
I think in Emmy history.
Do you really think
I'm
going to
say
good?
I'm going to make a statement.
Right out there on a limb. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too bad you turned the TV off.
I know. I'll tell you all about it coming up next.
Okay. Now, we got trouble. We got trouble right here in River City this morning.
That's
okay.
Right.
What's going on?
Traffic's brought to you by Fios by Verizon. A couple of problem spots. Yeah, we have wet roads and there's torrential rains coming through here and there. So please give yourself some extra time. 93 southbound, there's a disabled vehicle in the active breakdown lane there at 133 in Andover. And you're also slow from 129 to Montvale and then up in the Methuen stretch on 93 south as well. Route 3 southbound, there's an accident in Billerica at just before Concord Road. You're back to 110 there. 495 south, an earlier accident at after Boston Road in Westford. You're still slow through that whole stretch. The expressway northbound, you're slow from the split right up to an earlier accident at Columbia. The accident's gone, but you're still stop and go through there. And a new one, West Wareham down at 495 northbound at exit 2, a possible rollover there. Now is the best time to switch for the fastest internet available from Fios. Go to getfios.com and learn how you can get $200 towards a range of Google and Nest smart home devices.
Thank you very much. A little programming note for you. You must be with us shortly after 7 o'clock this morning because we're going to have we've had these guys in here one other time. They're called the Naked Magicians, and that pretty much says the whole thing. So let me just double check. Are we going to be face streaming? Are we going to be Facebooking this live?
I'm trying to figure out how I can block out what I need to block out, but okay. I think so.
Okay, so yeah. Just for your period addresses, that'll be coming up right after 7 o'clock this morning.
I'll use descriptive words.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That'll happen right here at 105.7 WROR. Okay, the beat.
The Lauren Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so the Emmys were on last night, big deal. And the greatest moment ever in Emmy history took place in LBF's opinion here.
Yeah, and I missed it. And here's what happened. So I'm watching the Emmys, red carpet, the whole bit. It's about 9:30.
Right, yeah.
And I'm sitting, you know, there's best actress, best supporting actress, all this other stuff. You know, they got some good awards. But then they had like this sort of spate of awards of writers and people I didn't know. Finally, they have best director for a variety special, and this guy Glenn Weiss wins for doing the Oscars. I'm like, you know what? That's it. He's walking up the stage, and I'm like, shut the TV off. Yeah.
Click on.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
Yep.
I walk upstairs with my phone, go to plug it in, set my alarm, and I get a text from Brian Bell that says, that was the best proposal ever. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he writes back, he just proposed. So I missed the most incredible moment in Emmy history when this guy, Glenn Weiss, 57, took the opportunity during his acceptance speech to propose to his girlfriend. Here's how it went.
I'm really grateful to be here, but it's bittersweet. The person most proud at this moment would be my mom, and she passed away just 2 weeks ago. Part of my heart is broken. I don't think it will ever be repaired, but she's in me, and she always will be. Mom always believed in finding the sunshine in things, and she adored my girlfriend, Jan. Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife. This is the ring that my dad put on my mom's finger 67 years ago.
Brought up on stage.
And to my sisters and brothers, I didn't swipe it. Dad knows I have it, okay? Jan, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me? Thank you to the Academy. Thank you, everybody.
So there you go.
Wow.
It was, and you know what? Sometimes those things, like a giant public proposal like that can be a little bit nerve-wracking, but this was lovely. I teared up a little bit even this morning before coffee.
I can't stand the ones when they put them up on a scoreboard or something.
Right. Yeah, right. But this was, come on. Greatest Emmy moment ever.
Wouldn't have been awesome if she said no.
Only you would think that.
Hey, you are so dead inside. Okay. Coming up next on the Lorna Wally Morning Radio program, we got to talk about the addition to the Patriots. Because this is a pretty big deal.
Josh Groban.
And it's
voice of an angel.
No, it's not
so
Josh
close.
Groban.
So close.
It's close, but
if he
not.
He could catch as well as he could sing.
But the thing is, this is a kind of a counterculture movement for the Patriots.
It's a gamble.
It's a gamble. It is a gamble.
Do it all the time.
Okay, so speaking of gambles. Okay, now this is a pretty big deal going on here. The Patriots made an interesting move yesterday. So we thought that Brian and I were just talking about it this morning.
I was talking about it, too. I'm a big fan of Josh Groban.
Yeah, we were talking about so Josh Gordon and how the Patriots signed him. And LBF thought we said Josh Groban. So she immediately got interested.
Yep. Voice of an angel on a football team.
And she said she didn't know that he played football. So, no. Okay, so at least we know how to get her interested in football. So anyway, Gordon has an interesting history. He spent almost like 2 years on suspension.
Yeah, 2015, 2016 season, he didn't play.
Why?
Substance abuse violations, and he's been, troubled.
He's been a troubled football player.
He's got some demons.
Well, everyone deserves a second chance.
He's gotten quite a few chances.
Yes, he's had a lot of chances.
Anything else besides substance abuse? Is he, done anything terrible to dogs
there
or women?
There have not been any abuse kind of things or anything like that, right? Okay. Okay, so we're thinking, and one of the things that I've heard people say, particularly yesterday, saying, well, he's never worked under somebody like Bill Belichick with the influence of a really, tight team like the Patriots. I don't know. What are you thinking?
Yeah, guy with, questionable things coming into a team that's falling apart. You never know. It could work.
I don't know. I mean, maybe like the problem child is something that could bring a couple together.
You're so Tom Real Housewives.
You know, they're like, we really, really? Got to take care of this little guy. And then they're better.
I think they're just taking a shot. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, oh well.
Okay.
When I first saw the thing yesterday, I said, ding, ding, ding. Patriots signed new ball player. And I think, oh, finally, they got some defense coming in. But nope. He's a wide receiver. Okay, so we'll keep an eye on this for you.
Okay, good to know. I'm interested because I mistook him for Josh Groban, so now I know who he is, and I'm going to pay attention.
I don't know. He might be able to sing.
Maybe.
Okay, and we will discuss this with two particular people this week. Bob Ryan kind of on Thursday morning and Scott Zolak on Friday Morning Football. Okay. In the meantime, speaking of football, Monday Night Football last night.
Yeah, the Bears. Wow, they were chasing Russell Wilson all over the place. They come out with a 24-17 win over the Seahawks at Soldier Field last night. And then, we do have Josh Gordon coming to New England. He might be in uniform this weekend. I don't know. He kind of banged out with a hamstring. That's what kind of set up his release from the Browns and the whole trade and everything. We did trade him. We're sending a fifth-round pick in next year's draft to Cleveland for him. Hey, the Red Sox can clinch the AL East today. They're in Yankee Stadium today, and all they need is, you know, just one win, and they clinch the division.
Nice.
Yep. 105 start today. Nathan Eovaldi's on the mound. Boston is up by 11.5 games right now. And the Red Sox have also announced that ALDS tickets go on sale Friday at noon.
Wow.
The division series begins October 5th.
Wow.
They'll cost between $56 and $201. There you go. And yesterday there was a big party out in Worcester celebrating the Paw Sox coming to Worcester, the Woo Sox. Pedro was out there, Louis Tiant, Dwight Evans. So they'll be ready for baseball in 2021 out there in Worcester.
Wow.
So, okay, good for Worcester. And the Bruins are playing tonight against the Capitals, 7 o'clock.
That's
your sport.
Okay, coming up next right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, we got your Brian Bellbuster for the day today. And what are we doing today?
We're going to the gym, Lauren.
Going to the gym.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Russell's Garden Center. Todd works at a gym, and his girlfriend wanted to get him. So we called him as a guy who just wasn't really happy with the gym.
Got it.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lorne and Wally Show,
105.7 WROR.
All right, Tamara wanted to get her boyfriend Todd for his birthday, so she let me know. Todd works at a gym, you know, working at the front desk.
Sure.
He's in good shape.
Okay. Yep.
So I called as a new gym member with a few complaints about the gym.
Thanks for calling. This is Todd.
Hey, Todd, this is Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great today. How's your day going?
Pretty good. I just recently joined the gym, and I don't know. I'm not really sure it's for me.
You're not really sure that it's...
Yeah, I tried the free yoga class.
Yeah.
Boy, I got really, really sweaty.
Oh, well it's a Bikram yoga.
Yeah, the AC in the room, I don't think that works. I don't think it worked at all. It was very, very hot in there.
Oh, no, that's the point of it. It's supposed to be a hot yoga class. We like to keep it over about 100 or so.
Wow.
Yeah. It helps you just, like, find deeper stretches and stuff, yeah.
Huh. Yeah. They were definitely trying to get me to bend in positions that I was not comfortable with, so I don't know if that's for me.
Well, we've got plenty of other things going on in there, too. We have, you know, we have the gym floor, we've got the saunas. I don't know if you tried our saunas.
Also very hot. You know, I was trying some of the weights that were around there. They seem to be awfully heavy. They're very... is there a section of, like, lighter weights or, you know, like, inflatable weights? Maybe some of the shake weights or something?
We would be okay with you bringing a shake weight if you wanted to, but as far as lightness of the weight goes, you just go down to the end of the rack, and they should start around 2.5 pounds. So
yeah, that's kind of a lot. I'm really just starting out, you know. Maybe we could get some couches in that TV room. That'd be really great too. I tried to go into the TV room you guys have, and boy, there was nowhere to sit down.
TV room.
Just wanted to sit down, put my feet up, watch some TV.
Are you mean the treadmill room?
Yeah, it seemed like there were all these people just standing around walking, but I just wanted to sit down. Is there a couch anywhere you could move in there to just sit and watch some TV?
Well, it's for treadmills. I mean, we only have treadmills in there. The point is to get exercise.
Yeah, I was pretty tired by that point, and I just wanted to sit down and watch TV.
Sure. We have a small lounge area in the front. But we hope if you, you know, get the new gym membership and you're excited about it, then, you know, we hope you come in and we start off easy. We'll take it one step at a time. You know?
Okay. And it's a really nice pool. I really like the pool.
Good. Thank you. We are pretty proud about that.
Although, you know, my unicorn float kind of was getting tangled in the ropes. Is there any time when there aren't any of the ropes out there? And a lot of people are yelling at me, telling me I shouldn't be just floating there in my unicorn.
It's a lap pool, dude. Like, people go in there to swim laps. Like, the point is to get exercise. You can't just go in there and sit in a unicorn float.
Oh, okay. I don't know who was working on this particular day. If you were there, Todd, or I'm not sure, but, you know, I was floating on my unicorn and hollering, trying to get some poolside beverage service, and, boy, no one really responded. I was just trying to get a drink there so I could float on the unicorn, relax a little bit.
There's no poolside service. I don't know where you saw that or where, why you were expecting that.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the right gym. And also, you know, I was trying to listen to the radio. Do you ever listen to the Lorna Wally show? The Brian Bellbuster, Todd?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Hey, Todd, this is Brian Bell.
And, Are you serious?
No, not at all. I heard from Tamara, and she wanted to just wish you a happy birthday and hope you're having a good day working down in the gym.
So I'm on. Yeah, of course I am. Thank you, Tamara.
Well, hey, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show, and happy birthday. And, you know, we'll help you get Tamara back if you want, okay?
Yeah, thank you, guys. This has been fun.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, shenanigans are about to take place here in the studio this morning because we have special guests joining us. The Naked Magicians are here. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Naked Magicians in the studio this morning.
Yeah.
Now, these guys, you have to excuse them. They talk a little funny, but that's because they're from Australia. And we're not as funny as we talk, though. And so, could we please introduce to you the Naked Magicians, Christopher and Mike. Good morning, guys. How you doing? Welcome back to the show.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having us back on the show again, all the way from down under. We just got in yesterday. So this is our first interview of our American tour, and we're excited. Sorry, tour.
Are you doing that accent?
Yeah, it's
you
a fake
really
accent.
Aussie, yeah.
I'm actually American. Yeah, it sells more tickets, you know.
Okay. We just cleared up the all the HR stuff from the last time you guys were
I
here.
I know.
Yeah,
wow.
Hey, listen.
Challenge them again.
They did a really weird thing before we even went on the air. They came up to LBF and they said, okay, take out your phone. And so she takes out her phone and says, okay, I want you to go on and search something. And she searched and she found something. And then he said, I want you to go down and find a word out of this. You know,
out of a Wikipedia post.
Yeah, out of a Wikipedia post. He said, make it a big long word. So she chose one word. He says, now put your phone away. And so tell him you. And then he told you what the word was without looking at anything.
Without looking at anything. He knew that the word was advantages, and then he knew that I looked up Julia Roberts on Wikipedia. It was bizarro.
How'd you do that?
And he kept his clothes on, too.
I know. Yeah, that was the only disappointing part.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You guys are actually, like, really good magicians.
People are always surprised, to find out. They're like, well, you guys can do magic. And we're like, well, yeah, we were magicians first. And then we went to the gym and decided to get our gear off while we did it. Because the only thing better than magic is naked magic.
Of course. Yes. Of course.
Get our gear off.
Preach. Preach.
That sounds so Aussie. Even in my ears. Yeah, well, crikey. We'll get our bloody gear off, eh?
Okay, now look.
True blue.
We should go ahead and tell you right now. They got a show tonight. They got a show tomorrow night. But as a matter of fact, every night through Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
And Laugh God
Boston.
Is good.
Yeah.
Laugh Boston. He doesn't normally come to our shows, but say hi for us. Yeah.
Go to laughboston.com. That's laughboston.com. And it's, by the way, it's a great venue. It's up close and personal. A perfect place for you guys. And what do you do when you're not naked?
Well, I got to ask you guys a question. Because this Thursday, we're not playing Laugh Boston on Thursday. We're in Beverly. And we don't know if it's called the Cabo or the Cabot.
The Cabot Theater.
Yeah.
Okay, that answers.
We'll be there.
Yeah. All right.
But all week we're here at Laugh Boston through till Sunday, except for Thursday night when we head to Beverly.
Except for Thursday night when you'll be at. Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So have you got something planned for us this morning that you can do?
We brought you guys a trick. Now the trick, would you believe, has already been done. Now you guys need to verify that we didn't set anything up beforehand.
Nope.
It's this box. This is a locked wooden box. Can you check that out for me, and make sure it's locked. It just is. And I'm going to leave that here on the table. It's a wooden box. It's small, just, you know, about the size of a small phone. I'm going to leave that right here on the table.
Okay.
You've checked it out. It's locked. Yep. And I'm going to hand it over to Mikey.
Cool. Lauren, I might get you to help me out. We got a deck of cards here. I'll show everybody. You can verify this is a normal deck, right? You can see they're all different.
That is a normal deck of cards.
Yes. I'm going to get you to choose just one card here. Don't let me influence you, okay?
So okay.
Just grab one card.
Any card. Pick, okay. Okay. She has chosen a card.
Right across the front of the card, but I want you to sign it with your adult film star name, okay?
Oh, okay. Oh.
Now, that's made up of two parts. So your first pet name, first street name makes your, we could say porn star name, right? We could say that. Yeah. So for example, so your first pet name, first street name. Everyone's got one, okay? Unless you didn't have a pet, which is really sad. No. So as an example, right?
Okay, first pet name, she's written that down.
Yeah, so write that down for us. Yes, okay. As an example, mine would be like Buffy McBain. That's my porn star name. What's yours, Chris?
Mine's Puss St. Helens.
Wow.
I see.
Okay. Wow. I can make a lot of fun volcano jokes there, but you know, I'm not going to.
Lauren, just say stop here for me.
Okay, she's not going to put the cards back. The card back in the deck. Okay, she's written down the first pet name, first street name.
Yeah, back we'll bury the card back in the deck like that. Okay?
All right, the card's buried in the deck.
Yeah, all right, cool. We'll give it a bit of a mix in. And I'm going to hand those over to you there, Chris. See, what I've got right here, I brought something along. I'm just going to actually carefully take
taking his clothes off.
Some clothes off right now. Okay. And down the front of my pants, I have something just for you, Lauren.
I see.
Okay. This is
gets really interesting.
At the front, can you see what's sticking out? What's sticking out the top there? It's a string, okay? They're going to think it's something else.
It's a
little rope. If you can just grab the end there and carefully pull it all the way out. Carefully. There we go. Yep.
Oh,
keep pulling, keep pulling, keep pulling. And what is at the end of the rope? Yep, there we go. What's at the end there, Lauren? It's a key.
It's a key down the front of Mike's pants to this locked box that you checked
and that key is going to fit that lock box.
So if you can grab the box there, grab the key and put the key in there for us. Yeah, grab the key there. Hold the box for us.
She's now unlocking the box.
We're not going to touch anything here. It's a lock box. It's a key and you're going to open it yourself. That same box you checked just a moment ago.
Okay.
Lift up that lid.
She's now opened the box.
Can you tell everyone what's inside? I'm not going to touch the box.
It's the card.
Is it really?
Are you sure it's the
card? One folded up playing card inside.
Oh my God, that says it's the card that I had with my name, my porn star name, Lucky Chapman.
That's where I know you from.
I mean, seriously, you guys.
Lucky, loves a good.
We watched the box sitting right there on our counter. It did not move. Nobody put a hand on it or anything like that. Is that your handwriting, LBF?
Oh, yeah, this is the card. I don't know.
It's magic.
I don't know anything, but
you always walk around with a key in your pants.
No, yeah,
I got
always got valuables down there. Yeah,
wow.
Oh,
you want to see what else is? Never mind. Come to the show. If you want to see what else
that
is down
my
there?
My favorite trick ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Naked Magicians. They're going to be at.
Can I keep this key?
At Laugh Boston tonight. And then on Thursday night, they're going to be in Beverly, and then it'll be back on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can get your tickets at laughboston.com.
105.7 WROR. Wow, right.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Stand by. We're going to be back with the Naked Magicians. But first, it is time for your Men for Maine episode, everybody. So here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is lying in bed doing a little reading while Effie does some knitting, and we hear...
Say, Effie.
Yeah?
I was just reading my new issue of Animal Husbandry.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that the human being is the only species in the world where the male gives the female one of them organisms?
Oh, really? Well, why don't you prove it, you big pony?
Well, all right.
Suddenly, Ephus gets out of bed, walks out of the bedroom, leaving Effie in a state of confusion. However, about 30 minutes later, Ephus returns to the bedroom, smiling and covered with fresh mowed hay. And we hear...
Ephus, where you been?
Well, I've been out in the barn.
And what happened?
Well, I'm pretty sure the sheep and the cow didn't, but I couldn't really tell about the pig with all that squealing and squirming and whatnot.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lorna and Wally Show.
Hey everybody, this is an act you have to see. The Naked Magicians, they're absolutely fabulous. Christopher and Mike, they're playing over at Laugh Boston We got the Laugh Boston tonight, and then tomorrow night, and then Thursday night. You're going to be at the Cabot. Yeah. Cool. So get
when
up.
There are Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night back at Laugh Boston.
It's a fun, like, you know. What do you guys get for like crowds? A lot of, you know.
A lot of women are coming to the show.
A lot of women coming to the show. Okay.
A lot of groups of gay guys too, which you love. Yeah, we go anywhere between 100 people right up to 2,000. So it varies a lot, and it should be fun.
Wow.
I prefer the intimate shows.
Of course you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so
really intimate. The one-on-one kind of shows, or one-on-two.
Now, these guys are from Australia, and you've been touring in the U.S. for like 3 years straight now. And you just went back to Australia for your first tour in Australia in for like forever, right? How was it going back home?
It was great. The best and worst thing.
What do you mean? Yeah.
We have discovered that no one gives a crap about our accent back home.
Here we're used to like free hotel upgrades and drinks on planes. G'day, crikey.
Say that again. Yeah.
G'day, ladies. How the bloody hell are you?
Where's your accent from? So, back home, nobody cares.
Okay, so you've been in the U.S. doing shows for like 3 years now. What's your favorite place in America?
I'm being completely serious. Boston's right up there for me. We've spent so much time here. I love the city. I love the people here.
It's a little bit more relaxed version of New York, I feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just how I would describe it. I don't know. And we like LA as well on the West Coast, so it's always fun.
It's also really cold here most of the time, so we're very grateful to see people take their clothes off.
Right.
The show's a little shorter over here in this weather, isn't
it? Coming through in February.
The show's much shorter in February.
The Commons, the Boston Commons, like the coolest place to walk through in the day. Clothed, I might add.
Yes.
Walking through there, it's just one of the best things about this city. I love it.
Yeah, it's nice.
And so the way the act got started is you guys were your magicians, and they knew each other, they were best friends, and there were a lot of magic shows going on. You guys had to separate yourself, right?
Yeah, we wanted to create a show unlike what any other magician is doing around the world. And we wanted to take magic to a different kind of audience, an audience that wouldn't normally attend a magic show. So we're like, hey, let's do it with our sleeves up and our pants down.
It's a lot of fun. Were you guys already in shape, or did you have to get in shape to do this show?
Well, Chris actually lost about, what is it in pounds? Like 40 pounds?
No, it's 80 pounds.
Eight zero pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
So that's over the course of many, many years, but it's 80 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's over 40 kilos.
And so you guys have to work out every day to stay in shape so you look good for the show when you take your clothes off, right?
Yeah, they say it's all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and I haven't done drugs and rock and roll in a while. always behaving and looking after our bodies and going to the gym. That's a really important, because we want to give the audience something good to look at when it comes off in the show, because everything comes off in the show. So every single day we're at the gym at the West End. Yeah. And
pop that one in, right?
Well, Laugh Boston look after us. They got us put up there. So it's great. We love it. We love coming back to Boston. But, Brian, you've been working out too. I think you're
hoping
to become
one
of the naked magicians as well, right?
I'm not very good at magic.
Oh, so you look good naked. Is that what you're saying? You got the confidence there.
Oh, if you really want to see this show, if you want to get your tickets, you can go to laughboston.com. That's laughboston.com. If you want to call and talk to somebody there, 617-72-LAUGH. Hey, guys, thanks a million for coming in this morning.
Thanks. Oh, you know what? Skip Laugh Boston. Go straight to nakedmagicians.com and skip all those other shows. That's what I say. Modesty will get you nowhere if I've learned something in the last 4 years.
Nakedmagicians.com. Great.
Good stuff.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Great.
Well, let's see. Okay, coming up, we got the. We're going to give you everything on the Emmys last night because
Dirty
Laundry.
The best moment ever at the Emmys. We have it for you. It was.
And you think of this as the best Emmy moment ever?
Oh, it has to be. Absolutely. Okay. Hands down.
Okay.
Pants down.
Meantime, pants down, it's the best ever. Hey, everybody, you're 7:45. Dirty Laundry update is on the air here for WROR. Where shall we start? Well,
It's all about the Emmys. Okay, last night was the 2018 Primetime Emmy Awards. And basically, as we all know, streaming services dominated this year. Netflix and HBO snagging 23 awards each.
Wow.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon. I watched it. I loved it.
It's good.
A flawless series. It swept the show with 5 wins, including Best Comedy Series and Lead Actress and Supporting Actress in a Comedy, Best Comedy, Best Drama. Game of Thrones picked up Best Drama Series, and Peter Dinklage won Best Supporting Actor in a Drama. I want to mention that Henry Winkler, who I love and adore, won his first Emmy, and here's his speech because it's just delightful.
I only have 37 seconds. I wrote this 43 years ago. Okay. Okay, can I just say, Skip Brittenham said to me a long time ago, if you stay at the table long enough, the chips come to you. And tonight, I got to clear the table. And the kids, Jed, Zoe, and Max, you can go to bed now. Daddy won!
You know, yep. he's 72 years old, Henry Winkler. I met him about 3 years ago. And he is the kindest, nicest person. He is my favorite celebrity encounter.
It's amazing.
Bar none.
Everybody says he's the nicest guy
in
Hollywood.
And he's a really good actor. My husband Dave and I were talking about this last night because you look at Henry Winkler and he's kind of like a shy, like, well, okay, whatever. He played like this tough guy with the Fonz for years on Happy Days back in the day. And we believed it. So I think this is a well-deserved Emmy.
I love when shows that I've actually watched win stuff. That just makes
me
feel...
You know what? I felt helpful. Really good. I'm like, oh, I know boy. Barry. I know Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I know this. I know that. But I do know one thing, that last night, the best thing that ever happened on the Emmys happened. And it happened 2 seconds after I turned the television off.
Which is a shame.
And went to bed. And thank God for replays, because... Glenn Weiss, 57, won Best Director for a Variety Special for directing the Oscars, and he pulled off something pretty amazing last night during his acceptance speech.
I'm really grateful to be here, but it's bittersweet. The person most proud at this moment would be my mom, and she passed away just 2 weeks ago. Part of my heart is broken. I don't think it will ever be repaired, but she's in me, and she always will be. Mom always believed in finding the sunshine in things, and she adored my girlfriend, Jan. Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife.
Oh, yeah. This
happened.
This is
the ring that my dad put on my mom's finger 67 years ago. And to my sisters and brothers, I didn't swipe it. Dad knows I have it, okay? Jan, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me? Thank you to the Academy.
She said yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, so it was just
pretty amazing.
Really, I mean, I'm not one for... huge, like, that's in front of millions and millions of people,
he's taking a chance
right there and putting her on the spot. But this was amazing, and it made, you know what, I'm so glad he won the Emmy, because he knows good television.
Well, there you go.
He started out as a real downer, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
oh, brought it around.
And finally, I just want to mention, Betty White got a standing ovation, 96 years old. She got out there. It was a little tricky initially. I was worried about her, because she sort of stumbled on a couple of words. But she looks great, and she, you know, got off a couple of one-liners, and it was good. So, all in all, I thought a fun Emmy show until I shut it off.
Okay. And I particularly like the...
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, game players, thrill seekers, it is time. This is when the action really ramps up. The pressure piles on. We have a player to win a grand in 60 seconds. He is named Gary Martell. He's from Haverhill, Massachusetts. And he drives a truck for Ipswich Shellfish Company. So, Gary, do you ever happen to be driving by 55 Morrissey Boulevard and have a case of 2-pound lobsters fall off your truck?
All the time.
All the time. Oh, that's good news. So, welcome to the show. It's great talking to you today. How you doing?
Great. I hope I do better than Josh Groban.
Okay. Okay, here's the deal. Over the next 60 seconds, LBF will ask you 10 questions. Your job, of course, to answer all 10 correctly. Hey, say pass at any time. We come back. If you got time left, you get them all right. We give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. It's just waiting to be had. You feeling confident this morning?
I feel pretty confident.
Okay, good. Right. LBF, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Three.
LBF, are you doing okay? That's a tough act to follow now.
I'm all right.
Okay, stand by.
Okay.
It's time to play.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Go.
What's 50 divided by 10?
5.
What's the capital of the United States?
What was that again?
What's the capital of the United States?
Pass.
Daniel Radcliffe played this character in the Harry Potter films.
Harry Potter.
How many continents are there in the world?
7.
What does the F stand for in FBI?
Federal.
What weapon is used by Jedi Knights in Star Wars?
Lightsaber.
True or false, Nolan Ryan was the first major league player to throw a pitch over 100 miles per hour.
True.
Black-eyed peas are not peas. What are they?
Pass.
Who played Donna Martin on the original Beverly Hills 90210?
Pass.
Spell mischief.
M-I-S-C-H-I-E-F.
Okay, what's the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Oh!
Okay,
you got a couple.
Good.
You came back. You
Whoa.
Got one.
You got none wrong.
Okay, you yeah, passed on two.
That's
of them.
A good way to look at it.
Okay, that's 8 correct. 80%.
Wow.
Very
mm-hmm.
very good. Okay, let's review.
Really good.
Okay, I was a little nervous.
Those weren't the puffball questions.
I don't know. You did pretty well.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, black-eyed peas are not peas. They're beans. And Tori Spelling played Donna Martin in the original Beverly Hills 90210.
You kind of knew that, didn't you?
I was thinking of the other girl on that show.
Jenny Garth?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hey,
yep.
Hey.
Tough.
And I used to watch that show, too.
Who didn't?
Oh, well.
All is not lost,
we won't
Gary.
Tell.
We have a fine consolation prize. We got a pair
yeah.
of tickets to see.
Please tell me it's not the Naked Magician.
No, it is not the Naked Magicians. No.
No, I took all those tickets.
That's right. Okay.
I knew it, LBF. I knew you would.
Yeah, no, you're going to go see Rain. And Rain, awesome. But it's a great show. It's a Beatle tribute. The best of Abbey Road performed live February 23rd through 24th for 3 shows only at the Box Center Wang. Everybody else, you can use zip code WRR at boxcenter.org to buy your tickets right now before they go on sale to the general public. So that's a good deal. Hey, enjoy the show. It really is a great show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are great. You guys have a great show. Thank
appreciate
you so much.
It. Have a great day.
Have a good one. Good job.
Thank
really
you.
Good
bye,
job.
LBF.
Bye.
You.
See ya.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, another chance to play every day at 8:10 right here, WRR. So, you want to play? It's very simple. Log on to WRR.com and fill out the application, and you could be playing coming up
Drummer's
right here.
Drummer's earning his pay today.
A lot of drums. Go. So, what do we got coming up next?
You know, we have an update on the Merrimack Valley situation, what the residents are doing, how long the gas is going to be out, where they can go to file a claim. It's been a little bit chaotic. Did you see the lines yesterday?
I did.
So, we got all
I
that information. And, you know, if anybody out there is still without, you know, power or gas, what's it like? This has been almost a week. And 617-931-1057.
Yeah, or if you were waiting in line yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know what's happening.
Give us a call. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. Okay, now look, your next chance to get a keyword for the 5K Artist of the Day is coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. That's 11 a.m. There are 5 chances every day, 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. And each time we do that, you could win $1,000 in cash.
Yeah, all you have to do is go to WROR.com and you can enter the keyword.
Oh, cool.
Or I've found it's very simple. I got the new WROR mobile app.
It's great, by the way.
Yeah, it has a little thing. It's like enter the keyword here. You click on it, enter it.
It makes
you're
it really
go.
Easy for
very
you.
Very
okay?
easy. All right, you don't have to call. You don't have to text. It's super simple.
So, as you know, there was a bit of drama that took place last Thursday and Friday in Andover, North Andover, Lawrence, and it's still going on for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
The number of people still without gas, 8,500 remain. People, metered customers, that means like homes,
that's right,
not
yeah.
people. 8,500
homes.
Meter homes remain without gas service. It could take as long as 2 months for this. And so when you don't have any, and you don't have any gas service, you don't have any heat, you don't have any hot water, you can't, if you don't have an electric stove, you
Yikes.
Can't cook. Sometimes your washer and dryer is run on gas.
Yep.
Or, so, you know, and then I guess, so there was this federal, I guess the federal regulators briefings yesterday said that the pressure in those pipelines was
right.
12 times higher than it should have been.
Yikes.
I mean, that's incredible. So we have the gas service may not be restored for months. You know, I guess the Columbia Gas is going to replace the 48-mile cast iron and bare steel pipeline system. I can't even imagine what that's going to be like. And now a foundation will be established to help residents affected by that gas emergency. Their leaders from the communities are working with Charlie Baker on a relief fund. Any money from the fund would be in addition to insurance payouts and payments from Columbia Gas. And speaking of that, people were lined up around the lines at the High School Learning Center in Lawrence. It was unbelievable how many people, obviously, they need to get their claims filed.
And that's when so many people just gave up.
Yes,
and
Columbia, Columbia Gas turned away those with damage complaints over the weekend, and then they had them line up yesterday. The utility company says they can't handle the amount of requests. Some were given red tickets to return to a pop-up center that will be open today. It's a mess up there. And this is the thing, like, the problem is that that happened last Thursday, and then everybody was on board. But now it's like this is the long 2 months. Like, what should Columbia get? Like, can they put? They can't put them up at hotels. They'd run out of rooms, right? And you can't cook in those things either. They need vouchers for like meals and hot.
I have
hot
no
showers.
Idea how they're going to handle this now. Well, we have Fred. Fred lives up in North Andover. He's on. Had the great fortune of finding the only person in North Andover, or Lawrence who decided not to evacuate when they told him to evacuate.
Yikes.
Fred, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
That's a miracle. Okay.
So they came through the door-to-door, and they were telling people to evacuate.
Yeah. Well, they were driving by, and I happened to be standing up front. They said, get out of here. And the hall and the neighbors, everybody took off.
And you stayed.
And you decided to stay. Why did you stay?
Because I like this house, and I'm going down with the ship.
Okay. Well, whoa. Okay. So you have no gas now, right?
No. There's no gas to the whole town.
Have you got any kind of... Yeah, I know.
So
have
what's
you got
your plan for cooking and like showering and like all that stuff?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
So
I was going to go out and cook a chicken on the grill.
Okay.
Okay.
One option. Yeah. Okay. Chicken on the
grill. What have you been doing for the past couple, like 2 days? You know, for food. And have you just gone out for like McDonald's or something?
I've just been, eating leftovers.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Fred, good luck and thanks for calling. I hope everything works out well for you. Okay. Have a great day. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See ya.
Hey, and a shout out. We want to give a shout out to the fire departments because they did a spectacular job. We went up there on Friday. We went up there and we delivered some food to the firefighters, and they were great because they'd been straight out. And,
that was a big job.
That was an incredible job.
I still can't believe that guy didn't leave.
I know.
That seems kind of stupid.
Yes, I would say that. Don't be like Fred.
No,
okay,
no offense, Fred.
I don't know.
Glad you're, but don't do that.
Yeah,
because
it just creates more problems for people.
Yes,
if
exactly.
They have to go in and catch you.
Don't want to go back and have to pick up Fred. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Okay. Anyway, if you have any problems,
we can go to mass.gov for a lot more information about that.
Yeah, I mean, really, good luck getting in line and getting some answers from Columbia Gas today. They're a bit overwhelmed. I don't think they were prepared.
No, they weren't.
Something like this.
You know, because we're talking today is September the what? The 18th already.
I have no idea.
So it's going to be getting cold pretty soon,
Hate
to bring up the obvious. Okay, so we were talking about songs getting stuck in your head, and there's a way that you can actually, a very effective way to get rid of these songs that are getting stuck in your head. So we're looking for a song that gets stuck in your head. And Brian Bell came up with a perfect example.
Well, it's just because my daughter is singing it constantly. This one gets stuck in my head a lot. Have you heard this one?
Check this.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
Your life is hell.
Yeah, it's awful.
he's leading a horrible life, isn't he?
It's just constantly in my...
All right, thanks for that.
Yeah,
thanks
I know. Okay, so, but how can we get it out of our heads?
Very simple. Chewing gum.
Stick it in your ears?
Chewing gum. It makes it go away. I don't know why.
I have to chew the gum? Do my kids have to chew the gum?
You have to chew the gum. If it's stuck in your head, you chew the gum. And it has something to do with the jaw movement and your muscles
like,
in your
like
jaw.
Like sharks.
Yeah, exactly. I have a question. I wake up every single morning with a song in my head.
Really?
Every single morning. Like, I'll just...
Wait, is it the same
song? Not a song in your heart?
Different song?
No,
trust me, it's not a song in your heart.
Every morning, I wake up with a song in my head. I'm going to start writing them down.
Are they different songs, or is it like the same song?
No, it's a different song every morning. It's like having my own DJ in my head.
What was it this morning?
I forget, because, it's like I did 17,000
things.
Okay,
start writing them down.
I'm going to start writing them down, and because it's a... I don't think... Does that happen to you?
Do you remember any of them?
Well, like popular songs, just random songs. Like, it'd be like, I don't know, Imagine Dragons one morning, and then it's like, Take It Easy by the Eagles one other morning. It's like, I have my brain is on shuffle on the top.
I wonder what
it
means.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not the only one.
No, you probably are.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're the only one. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Thanks for making me feel good.
No problem.
I think you're definitely the only one. Okay, and by the way, today's cheeseburger, National Cheeseburger Day. And I did want to mention that, speaking of food, yesterday I read a thing about there's a restaurant, a seafood restaurant in Maine. I forgot the name of it. I'll try to dig this up for you. And they now get their lobsters stoned before they boil them. And the manager of the restaurant said he thought it was a more humane way to boil the lobsters. So I'm thinking, wow, this gives a whole new meaning to the term lobster pot.
Oh,
so what we're going to do is we'll find the name of this restaurant, and maybe we'll get a field trip together and go up and check it out.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Okay, we got a Bell Buster coming up next, and what is it about today?
Oh, it's at the Lobster Pound. I know that place.
Where's that?
In Maine.
Oh, okay.
The Lobster Pound. Very famous place.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.